You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 885 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What's going on?
So Tracy, I thought I would go ahead and there's a couple of different options I could go on here, but we only got 2 days. So I'm going to do this little list of 6 Chattanooga haunted places that will make your spine tingle.
I didn't know your spine could tingle. I guess it can, though.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, it can. Shoot.
These haunted places in Chattanooga are sure to send a shiver down your spine. From Civil War conflicts to ghostly sightings, Chattanooga has its fair share of ghost stories. If you're looking for a spooky Chattanooga adventure, these haunted places will sure do the job. First, John Brown's Tavern. John Brown was a captain during the War of 1812. Journeyed the Trail of Tears and was the brother-in-law to the man who founded Ross's Landing, which would eventually become Chattanooga. He also occupied and ran John Brown's Tavern, a 2-story log tavern in Lookout Valley. He made a living transporting tavern guests across the Tennessee River. He sang praises of his tavern as the place to stay once they were on their way back, having sold their goods and lined their pockets with gold. See, that's pretty slick.
Heck yeah,
so he
it
takes
is.
Them across the river and says, hey, when you come back, this is the place to stay, but don't come back till you got money. That's why I don't want you staying here right now, but when you come back.
Oh, yeah. Show me the money.
Legend has it that John Brown performed maleficent acts. Yeah, maleficent acts on wealthier visitors staying at the tavern. A piece of equipment on a ghost hunt concluded that they're twice responded 42 when asked how many spirits were there. It also believed that John Brown's body is buried somewhere on the property. The tavern is currently privately held and is not open to the public. And this is like a really cool 2-story log cabin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the dark wood with like the white mortar in between. So pretty cool. Underground Chattanooga. A city under a city.
A city under a city. Okay, gotcha.
I'm just amazed that Ninja's snoring.
I guess we're boring you.
That's what archaeologist Dr. Jeff Brown theorized in the 1970s. The archaeologist noticed building arches peaking above the streets of modern-day Chattanooga, and he explored below ground, discovering crumbled tunnels and old walls. While it may seem absurd, part of the theory would be true. Chattanooga experienced several floodings in the mid to late 1800s, and many believe this prompted city leaders to raise the street level of some of the city streets. However, there is little documentation to prove that any other streets were actually raised. Ninja!
Oh.
Nevertheless, reports of apparitions and shadowy figures are the norm for business owners that have journeyed through the basements and tunnels underneath the businesses. You can learn more about the sightings and haunts of Underground Chattanooga by contacting Chattanooga Ghost Tours.
Oh, there you go. Sounds pretty cool.
Of course, you got South Pittsburgh Hospital, which I didn't realize was in this area. I don't know why I didn't, but...
Why? Because maybe it's called Pittsburgh and that they're
young? No, I knew South Pittsburgh Hospital was in Tennessee. I just didn't know it was in Chattanooga for whatever reason. Oh. I didn't know. I guess I really didn't know what city it was in. Brave enough for an overnight ghost hunt, the South Pittsburgh Hospital is a frightening option. The hospital was built in 1959 and closed its doors in 1998. Paranormal activity in the hospital is believed to stem from several past events, including a bloody Civil War battle and the injuries, illnesses, and deaths of past hospital patients. Many of the hospital's past employees have reported sightings of strange, spooky behavior, including inanimate objects moving on their own, shadowy figures roaming the corridors, and the spirits of individuals interacting with the living, including Naughty Nurse and Buddy. Well, you know, we actually had the guys from Graveyard Tales came on and mm-hmm. talked about going there, and when we had... John E.L. Tenion, he and Chad Lindberg, which were actually both on the show, one of their first episodes that they did together was there at South Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow.
And Chad said that was the scariest place that he had ever investigated.
No kidding.
And John E.L. Tenney said it was up there for him, too. So.
Ooh.
That would be cool to actually go there.
That would be. Is that anywhere where we're staying?
Well, all this is in Chattanooga, so I'm not sure.
Dude, we needed more than 2 days.
I know it.
You know?
Yeah, we'll see. The next one is one we've actually done a short story on.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should say a Patreon bonus. But we did it on the Hunter Museum of American Art. We actually did a whole episode on it. And we did that because the young lady that's hooking us up with the train, her and her husband lived there. And we thought it would be cool to do a story from there.
Yeah, I remember.
The Hunter Museum of American Art may house more than just art. It's believed that the museum is home of at least 5 ghosts, including the ghost of Augusta Hoffman, who was allegedly murdered by her aunt and uncle. Her disappearance made national news due to the socialite status. A skeleton was found years later under the floor of her niece and nephew's home where she had lived, right next to the Hunter Museum's location.
Mm.
Scraps of clothing and a pair of glasses, which were identified as hers, were found on the bones. Many have claimed to have seen Hoffman's apparition throughout the museum.
Oh my gosh. Just one time. One time I gotta see one.
No, you don't have to.
I want to, though.
I don't know if you do or not. Greenwood Cemetery. A list of haunted places wouldn't be complete without a spooky cemetery. The grounds of the Greenwood Cemetery in Chattanooga are believed to be haunted by the apparition of a murdered woman who became wheelchair-bound because of an illness. The woman's husband, who was having an affair at the time, pushed her into the lake near the cemetery.
Obviously, in her wheelchair?
Yes, killing her.
Rude.
Reports of a green mist at the cemetery are believed to be the woman. Sometimes the mist is accompanied by wheelchair tracks on the ground.
Dude, I wouldn't be... Why would she be in a wheelchair? She should be able to stand up and walk, and I would haunt his ass forever.
That's the funny thing about these ghost stories and stuff like that. It's like, you're right. Why in the world would she be in leaving wheelchair tracks and stuff like that now? Well, anyways, that wraps it up for today. That's disgusting. Tomorrow we're going to learn about a haunted train.
Great.
It's going to be...
Is it the one we're on?
No, but it's at the same place, and it's parked in front of a haunted hotel. So, yeah. Go figure.
Oh, cool.
Hey, guys, welcome to episode 886. Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey.
Well, you're not on a laughing fit like you was the last time.
I'm not. You know, I really feel bad about that. People must think I was like a horrible person. And I'm surprised we haven't got a complaint about that yet. I didn't mean it.
Anyways, I told you I was going to tell you about the haunted train. The ghost of the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Haunted train cars parked at a haunted hotel. What could be better? What it says.
I can't think of nothing better.
Chattanooga Choo Choo has come a long way, and it's been known as one of the most haunted places in all of Chattanooga. Guests have been reporting run-ins with ghostly visitors almost as long as it's been open. One of our favorite haunted places in Chattanooga, we love to recommend it as a place to stay for people looking for a haunted place to stay while visiting in Chattanooga. Looks pretty cool. The haunted train cars parked at the haunted hotel. When you run a ghost tour company, whether it is in Chattanooga, New Orleans, or Savannah, wherever, you are always looking for ways to improve your tour rates. After all, aside from your guide, the tour route... Oh, that said route, not rate. I thought they were just trying to make money.
Oh.
Tour routes. After all, aside from the guide, the tour route is the most important part of the ghost tour itself. When we start looking for new locations to add to our ghost tours, we start talking to the locals. Here in Chattanooga, one of the locations that was brought up by a lot of people was the haunted tour stop is the Chattanooga Choo Choo. We know other ghost tour companies in town use the Chattanooga Choo Choo as well on their ghost tour stops. So we got to thinking, how can we visit the Chattanooga Choo Choo on the tour, but present a whole different side of the story being told? So tonight, we decided to head on over to the Choo Choo to talk with anyone willing to talk and take photographs. Well, while we did take a number of photographs, like the one above, we didn't talk to anyone. Being a holiday weekend, everybody was quite busy and we didn't want to be rude.
Oh.
So here we go.
You think they play that song, the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
I guarantee. Guarantee. It says, while we didn't get to talk to anyone, we may have walked away with something better. After photographing the inside of the building, we went up back to where the trains are. We were the only ones out there. Pretty perfect. So we went about our business, setting up the tripod and taking photographs of anything that looked interesting. As we were photographing the main train body, we had our eyes trained to the camera. Through the glass, we watched a white figure come from between two of the train cars. We immediately lifted our heads to try to see it, but it was gone. Now, the owner of the Ghost City Tours has been paranormal investigating for about 10 years. Tim, the owner, says that he knows how to tell when something can be explained and when it's truly paranormal. And he's quick to tell us, to the rest of us, that what he looks for in a situation like this. And he said this was a ghost. We had just seen a ghost moving through the trains at the Chattanooga Choo Choo. This was all of the convincing that we needed.
Did they say what the ghost looked like or anything?
Yeah, it was white, misty.
Well, I thought maybe there was something else to it, though.
It said, even though this was all the convincing they needed on the ghost tours, they won't be visiting the Choo Choo in the next few weeks. It'll take some time to sit down with people who have experiences. We'll also spend some time researching the grounds, the buildings, and any interesting characters to see if they contributed to the ghost stories. Like we mentioned in the beginning, we want to ensure that we do the best with our ghost tours. So that's Ghost City Tours. And that, I think that might be the one that we're actually on.
Okay, good. I wonder if ghosts wear glasses.
Why not? Obviously, they're in wheelchairs and stuff.
If you say it like that, I guess that's true.
So, anyways. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thanks for everything you do for us.
Thank you, guys. We love you.
Hey, guys. If you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.